Facebook has community standards, which basically outline what is and is not acceptable on its platform. And so the unacceptable content ranges from fraud and deception to hate speech, bullying, and harassment. And all of the users of Facebook have to abide by these community standards. But over the last couple of weeks, Facebook announced an automatic exemption for speech of politicians from its community standards.
Facebook has what's called a newsworthiness exemption for content. This means that if someone makes a statement or shares a post that breaks community standards, Facebook will still allow it on the platform if they believe the public interest in seeing the content outweighs the risk of harm. In September, Facebook announced that all speech from politicians is automatically deemed newsworthy, essentially giving those politicians a free pass to violate community standards on the platform. Nick Clegg, Facebook's VP of Global Affairs and Communications, states that Facebook does not believe refereeing political speech is an appropriate role for the platform to play. But LaShawn Warren says during elections, politicians can use Facebook and other social media platforms to spread disinformation and engage in voter suppression tactics.
They could certainly say, well, we believe that all polling places should be moved to police precincts. Now, that has happened in the South, and it has had a chilling effect, particularly on communities of color. They can also say that police officers should be stationed outside of polling places to prevent voter fraud. And we know that a police presence, particularly in communities of color, have a devastating impact.
LaShawn makes the argument that politicians' statements on Facebook can depress voter turnout, even if the statements they are making are not actually true. In most cases, when it comes to election-related content, Facebook uses a third-party fact-checking program, but the newsworthiness exemption for politicians means their content does not get fact-checked.
The content that they put up, it is not fact-checked. It is completely removed from all of the guideposts and guidelines that everyone else's content have to abide by.
The Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights wants Facebook to rescind the policy that gives politicians an automatic newsworthiness exemption. But Facebook argues that policing political speech would make them an active political participant and therefore violate free speech principles. The statement from Facebook in September says they do not want to prevent politicians' speech from reaching their audience and being subject to public debate and scrutiny. You can find links to Facebook's full statement, as well as an op-ed by the president of the Leadership Council for Civil and Human Rights at kdnk.org. This is KDNK News. I'm Lucas Turner.